here on the cutting edge of business all across the state of Michigan, the Michigan Business Network. Dr. Phil Knight here with Brandon Markin, who has an app. And everybody goes, oh, great, another app. No, wait, stop. This app is actually not going to take your time. It's going to save your time. And, you know, a lot of apps you download, it's taking your time away. It's not giving you any time back. This is actually giving you time back, which, you know, I know it could be philosophically argued here that you can't take time away, you can't give time back. But everybody, I think, understands the concept that I'm talking about, because we're talking with Brandon Markin, who is a principal in the development of the app Pitch Me. And it is a way for people who are want to talk to business owners about their services, salespeople. It's a unique way that benefits the community, the charities, the owner of the business's favorite charity, therefore their community, and serves as a gatekeeper for your schedule if you are the business owner. And then if you're the salesperson, it shows some genuine intent. And I think those are three great wins that anybody can accept. Brandon, I'll get your reaction.
Yeah, no, that's it, Dr. Phil. You said it. And that's really, when we started digging into this problem, we started uncovering all this research on this idea of attention economics, and that now, as people and as consumers and business people, our attention is the most valuable thing we have. And lots of other apps are and companies and services are making money off of your and my human attention. Think about Facebook and Netflix and these companies that their whole business model is based on you interrupting your life to look at what they're doing. And so with PitchMe, we said, hey, what if you benefited from your human attention? More importantly, what if your favorite charity benefited from your human attention? And so that's the whole concept behind our marketplace, is that we're saying, hey, let's monetize your attention for you and send it to the best causes that we all care about.
That's excellent. So we talked about a little bit earlier in the show what I would think is the value of leadership. That, you know, if you're going to follow Andy Stanley's counsel, which is would be good to follow, that a leader who has people around him that he doesn't listen to is not going to have anybody around him very long, and soon, that's not going to have really anything to say. They're not going to be the people that can really add value and help you go to the next level of effectiveness in your business. That's a challenge when you lead people who are area, topic, section, you know, thought leaders and experts. The challenge to lead them, they know more than you do about development of an app, Brandon, but yet you still have the challenge to lead them and add value to their life. And you've hired some really outstanding people to help you with this work.
Yeah, I think that's it, man. I mean, we when we first had the idea, we went out, we kind of stuck it in front of the investment community that we had, and we were able to raise a bunch of capital to get this thing off the ground. The next question became, man, we got to build an amazing team. There's no way we're going to build this world-class app that we think is going to change the world without amazing people. We just knew we couldn't. We didn't even know how. We didn't even know what it looked like. I had never built an app before. And so we set out to hire 10 of the brightest, smartest people that we could find. And we had some really crazy stories that we don't have time for, but we were able to bring in our chief technology officer from a company called Scopely in California. He was a pretty sought-after developer. We hired a user experience person from Zendesk in San Francisco and a user success person from LinkedIn, and we had hired somebody from Byrule, like all these cool tech companies. And next thing you know, we have this little team in Jackson, Michigan, full of these amazing people. And kind of the funny part about it, a little for Michigan sort of pride here, is when we started this thing, everyone told us there was no way you could build a tech company in Jackson and attract the right talent. You know, you're going to have to go to California or maybe go to Detroit, but and we thought that our vision and what we were trying to do and that the problem was exciting enough that really smart, amazing humans would get excited about it, uproot their lives, come here, and be a part of this vision. And so the best part about hiring smart people is you kind of just equip them to be successful and get out of their way.
Absolutely.
And so as like my partner and I, we both, you know, big personalities, we both think we're always right. You know, we navigate our own, you know, personalities, and then we have 10 of these geniuses working around us. And so really quickly, you have to learn how you're going to work with a team full of really smart people. And I think the answer is that we're all a bit subservient to the goal at hand.
Sure.
It's what drives our culture. We have almost no rules at Pitch Me.
Sure.
You know, unlimited paid time off. Because we have a bunch of really awesome people that are governed, that are driven by this vision that we've set out to build this app that changes the way that people connect with each other, that changes the way we do business, and benefits all these great causes.
Man,
so it actually becomes easy to line up a bunch of challenging, smart, totally different people that are better than you in lots of areas.
Yep.
Because you're all kind of unified by the vision. And
that's what
I think we've been able to accomplish.
That's it. When the mission is bigger than the individual, man, you got a winning scenario. He's Brandon Markin. He is one of the founders for Pitch Me. And Brandon, tell very quickly, how do we get the Pitch Me app?
Yep, absolutely. It's search pitch.me in the App Store, or you can go to www.pitch.me and sign up for our web app if you don't have an iPhone. But it's pitch.me.
Android app's coming out in 2 months. He's Brandon Markin. Brandon, thanks for being on the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Dr. Phil Knight. We'll be back with you next week. And folks, remember, until next time, that leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less.